Sports Talk. Sports Talk. On your number one news and talk station.
Coming up to 25 minutes past 7 o'clock tonight, you're tuned in to 702 and Cape Talk. My name is Mark Lewis with you through then until 8 p.m. as we wrap up your long weekend sporting vibes. Tonight, Gordon Eggerson joins us on the line. Coach, nice to have you on the show again. Good evening. Gordon there? Hello? Hello? Is he there?
Hello, Mark.
Hey, Coach, there you are. Sorry, we lost you, man. Hi there. Welcome.
Hello, Mark. How's it?
Yeah, happy Mark. Easter. Yes, man. I'm with you here, Gordon. Mark. How are you, man?
I'm all right, thanks. How are you? Happy to all the listeners.
No, thank you so much, man. How was your Easter break? Obviously, you were kind of busy on the weekend. I hope today you had some time to be with some family.
No, we were training today.
Coach. Jeez, you guys need a break, man. My word. All right. Well, listen, it sounds as if you're working the guys pretty hard, and I imagine that some might argue that a point against Orlando Pirates is a point well earned.
I certainly think so, Mark. It was a fantastic game for us. You know, we really played well, and I think we were a little bit unlucky to lose the game. You know, we hit the crossbar just before half-time. Would have been a great time to score a goal. And we had a couple of other chances as well, and it was a tough game. Of course, you know, playing the London Pirates, they're a great team and got some quality players on their side. But I thought we really played well on the night, and, you know, a point is a point. It took us off the bottom of the table, and we've got lots to look forward to and work on from there.
I remember when we had a chat, probably about 4 or 5 weeks ago, we were having a conversation about that fight to the bottom and how important every single point is going to be for you. And we speak about a point well earned against Orlando Pirates. It does take you off there, but things are certainly getting very, very tight as we get towards the end.
Yeah, it's very tight at the moment. You know, if one has a look at the league log, you'll see that. I mean, we lying on second loss at the moment. Only the team above us is 1 point. The team above them is only 2 points, which is Bloemfontein Celtic. Our next game is against Bloemfontein Celtic. And if we can get a result there, we can jump up to like 13th place or 12th place. I mean, it's crazy. Between 9 and 16, it's like...
Oh, it is incredibly tight, and it probably suggests as well, Gordon, you mentioned now that game against Bloem Celtic, that's coming up on, I think it's next week, Tuesday. It to me suggests that may well be the crunch game, you know, as we go over the finish line here, because I know Wits is coming up a little bit later on, and some might argue that's going to be a real tough challenge. So it does suggest that, you know, points against Bloem Celtic is probably going to have to be a must-do.
We can beat them, and I think we're very capable. You know, the guys are playing now with a lot of confidence. We'll jump above them by 1 point. And then we've got another match against Platinum Stars, who are only 3 points ahead of us. And then there's Ajax there, and there's, as you know, Free State Stars are there. So it's very, very close. Not only on the bottom, it's very, very tight at the top as well.
Now, Gordon, you probably are renowned as being the man in South Africa that can turn things around for clubs. I've no doubt that, you know, the management of Highlands Park probably would have thought exactly that when they brought you on board. And some will probably be thinking of the miracles with Swallows a couple seasons back. Is this going to be another masterclass from Gordon Eggerson?
Well, you know, I don't know so much about the masterclass, but I just think that the guys are really starting now to understand the situation we're in. My biggest headache with them, Mark, was that to get them to believe in themselves. You know, it was very, very difficult in the beginning because of the fact that they just went into the playoffs. And when the players were on, of course, they didn't sign any players because of the fact that they didn't know if they were going to be promoted or not. And when they did get promoted, of course, the window was closed. So they had to play 6 months before the window opened again. And that was very difficult for them. We have signed a few players now, and it's starting to bear fruits for us now. Defensively, we're much better. We've kept a couple of good clean sheets. We've got some good results away from home against Free State Stars and this game against London Pirates. As I said, we beat Maritzburg. So the guys are on a bit of a high at the moment. But like I say, we know we've got to grind out results now, and I think we're very capable of it. And especially the showing against London Pirates would have given them a lot of confidence, because we know London Pirates were in a bit of a momentum going forward. They scored 6 goals their last 2 games, and we knew it was going to be difficult and very tough. And the way we played, you know, we dominated for periods of the game. We were very unlucky on the situations. They had their chances as well. So, you know, it was a good point for us against a very good team. And, you know, when we play teams like Wits and other teams, you know, those were the kind of games the guys obviously, you know, they're looking forward to. We know it's going to be tough. We drew a Chiefs with Wits in the first round. But we need to target the teams, and of course they're targeting us, the ones in and around us. You know, the Brooklyn Celtic, the Free State Stars, the Chippers, who are only 2 points in front of us, or 3, I think it is, Platinum Stars. There's 4 teams. And mathematically, when one looks at it, and I don't think people look at it the way I do or as the way coaches do, but those teams have all got to play each other as well. I mean, Free Stars is playing Chipper. Chipper's playing those... Bloemfontein is playing Free State Stars next, soon in the local derby. So for us, we've got like now we've got 18 points to play for, but some of those teams haven't got 18 points because they're going to be playing each other and one's going to cancel out the other. So they've really got maybe 12 points to play for. So realistically, we've come right to the right moments, and you know, it's tough being down there. It's very, very tough, you know, because sometimes you have luck when you're expecting to get something out of the game, or you're expecting the opposition that's close to you that end up getting the result as well, you know. So it's very, very tough. But look, we'll hang in there and we'll slog it out and we'll go right to the whistle all the way, right to the final whistle.
Have you got a number in your mind, Gordon? I mean, often coaches say you need, you know, however many points to win the league, however many points to make the top eight, you need a certain amount of points to survive the relegation battle. What is the target?
Look, the target normally, you know, on the norm, it's probably 30 points. 30 points puts you safe. We've got 7 games left. We need to win 3 of those 7 to get to 30 points. But I've got a feeling this season it might not be 30, it might be 28, might be enough. Because, as I said, all these teams are playing each other and they're going to cancel them out. You know, when for example, Bloemfontein Celtic is playing against Free State Stars, only one of them can get 3 points, or they're going to get a point each. You know, then the very next game they play is against another team down there as well. So again, when they get a cancel each other out. So it's we just got to continue playing and winning games and getting out 3 wins and go from there. But like I said, it's just terrible being down there. You know, it's a lonely place to be, and it's stressful like hell. You know,
I can imagine.
Week in and week out. I mean, this whole afternoon I'm sitting watching games of Bloemfontein Celtic for 4 or 5 hours. How they play, what they do, how they do things, and you know, then I pass on to my team. Of course, so it's just very stressful. But we're coping with it. And the biggest thing is I'm trying to keep that all away from the players. Is important. But you know, the reality is there. Like I said against under Pirates, I said to them, gents, you know, it's no good going out there and being scared to lose. I said, let's go out there. We can't do worse than we are. When we played that game, we were on the bottom of the log. And I said, we can't do worse than that. You can't be on the bottom of the log -1 or -2. You're on the bottom, you're on the bottom. There's nothing in between. Let's go and win. We can't do worse than we've done. We can't be worse than that. And they put up a fantastic performance. They played with a lot of freedom. And it was exciting, and they really played well. And I think that's brought them on a lot for our next few games.
Yeah, I think what's so nice about that, Gordon, as well, if you take a look at the statement, and I imagine the mentality that follows that, firstly, you're shouldering a lot of the blame and perhaps as much of the pressure as possible, which the players will appreciate. And then that idea of going out there to win. I know some might suggest that, you know, from here, a draw or two might help us towards the goal line. And you're saying, listen, guys, you know, we need a X amount of points in a certain amount of games. There's no point remaining bottom because we're scared to go for it. Let's go out there, try and be aggressive, score goals. That's what we need to go and pick up victories and get points. Go out there and play.
That's exactly what it was on Saturday night, you know, on Wednesday night when we told them that. We said to them on Saturday night when we said that to them, you know, and I could see the freedom in the players, and they really expressed themselves, really played well. They had nothing to lose, and they went down and put up a great performance, you know. So I don't think anybody's to blame why they're there at the moment. They just, I mean, it's, you know, if you look at the league log, you'll see that both teams have got promoted. Brocker are the last team on the league, and we second last. And there's a big difference between the First Division and the Premier League. No matter what anybody says, there's a huge difference. You know, in a one-off game, sometimes you'll see a Second Division team doing well against a Premier League team. But over 30 games of the season, there's a big difference between the two teams. And both the teams have got promoted. You know, it's their first year, the pace of the game, getting to understand certain things, and it's tough, you know, it's tough. So, you know, many times when a team gets promoted from the Imbella League into the Premier League, you're going to see straight away they're going to struggle in the beginning. But things are getting better and better now. We're matching the teams. We've had some good results. We lost by the odd goal the last couple of games. We lost to Kaiser Chiefs 1-0. You know, where anybody could have won the game. We've lost games, you know, we've drawn with Pirates, we've drawn with Wits. So I think things are going okay now. Although it's going to be a tough battle, we know that. We're not under illusions that, okay, and we haven't got a divine right to be there. We have to work very, very hard. And they've got over the most difficult period, and that's been in the Premier League. And towards the end of the season now, I think they started to believe, okay, we can match these teams. Let's go out and play because we've got nothing to lose now. And that's exactly the attitude they had on the weekend, and it worked out very well.
You mentioned the jump between the two different leagues. I mean, we can go down to where Swallows have found themselves now in the SAB League and move up to the ABC Motsepe League and obviously the NFD and the PSL. You mentioned the giant jumps between the two. But if we then take a look at just the teams that find themselves in the PSL, Gordon, I mean, there's no denying the fact that there's enormous, you know, I don't want to say budget constraints, but we know that there's certain sides that enjoy, you know, huge budgets and have a lot more money to play with. And then there's sides that understandably have far smaller budgets to play with. And more often than not, unfortunately, you see those smaller clubs with the smaller budgets and less facilities and, you know, less available to them are the ones that are often scrapping it out at the bottom. I mean, does budget play a massive role here, or is this something that people need to take in consideration as well? The fact that, you know, perhaps Free State Stars or Highlands Park or Barok FC, you know, don't have enormous depth and squads and money to go and get what they need.
Yeah, look, that's always going to be the case. You know, it's very difficult because, I mean, you can't compare certain teams with, for example, Sundowns or Chiefs or with Pirates. I mean, the budgets they've got and the sponsors and so on and so forth. But as far as Highlands are concerned, we're very lucky because we've got fantastic directors. You know, Brad Capital's been fantastic. Larry's been fantastic, you know, and we know, but the unfortunate part for us was that they were not able to sign any players in the first round. You know, in the first round, they would have liked to have strengthened the team in certain areas, and they weren't able to, not because of the financial, but because of there was no window open. So they had to wait right until the window opened in December, and then we could, in January, we could get some players, and we've done that now, and we've got much, much stronger than we have been, and, you know, it's that level's a real serious situation. So, yeah, it is difficult, but I don't think I'm talking from experience because, as you know, Mark, you know, one league's without those kind of budgets, you know, just getting the right understanding in the team. And, you know, if you look at Manning Rangers and I won championships with them, and they also never had those budget restraints, but they were well organized and they were in the league for a while, and we knew what we wanted to do, and we grinded out results and so on and so forth. So yes, it is nice to have an unlimited budget and go by, you know, the best players in the league and have not only 11 but have maybe 30 of the best players you can play in any team, and you know, you just can't get them, you can't get those players. But that's seriously not the reason why a team like Barocco or Highlands Park or finding themselves down there. I think it's just a big jump. Like I said, you know, sometimes when there's a cup game going on, you'll find an embedded league team playing against a Premier League side, and sometimes they even get the result against a Premier League side. Mm. And that's a one-off situation. The adrenaline is going, it's a one-off. They're playing against Pirates, or they're playing against Chiefs, or they're playing against a Premier League side, and they're so motivated, and it's a one-off. But if they play that team 10 times, they're going to lose 9 times.
Yeah, it's that once-off cup magic almost.
Exactly. And in the league now, you'll find a team like Barocco has just come up, a team like Highlands Park has just come up. We have to play those teams 50 times, you know, 28 times, home and away, continuously. And it's taken them time to settle in. And, you know, history will tell you, many, many times when a team gets promoted, they're always down the bottom three, bottom four, fighting. And the next season, they'll have a great season. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll have a great season, be in the top eight because they've adapted to the conditions. And that's exactly what happens, you know. So, like I say, we're there, we're second from the bottom, and we've got some nice games coming up. We're playing the teams all around us. And you know, we have to win 3 out of the 7 games. That sounds like, okay, that should be very achievable. But, you know, keep in mind, we only won 5 out of 20-odd, you know. Mm. So we have to work hard. But as I said, the team is coming right at the right moment.
And it's also a bit of a, you know, late in the season, injuries can kind of happen and deplete some squads going into this very busy, important stage. Are you looking at any major injuries?
No, we've been very, very lucky in that. You know, we've got a good medical team, and we've been very lucky. The players are very, very fit. So, you know, injury doesn't come. You don't get hamstrings and groins or anything like that. You know, injuries that come are bad injuries. You know, when you go into a tackle or you twist your ankle or you go over on your ankle. So we've been very lucky in that respect. And right now I've got a squad of 30 players, and all 30 are able to play if they selected. They're all fit and strong and ready to go.
And that's exactly what you need going into the final stretch of a season as well. So hopefully with some exciting games for yourself, and as you mentioned, some exciting games happening around you as well. Some favours could happen, a victory here, a draw there. All of a sudden it could turn things around. And, you know, that magical number of, what, 27 or 28, whatever you have in mind, might not be as far away as you think, I suppose, Gordon. So I suppose we should wish you luck then heading into the final few games. Before we let you go, of course, I brought this up with you last time we chatted, which was, as I say, a couple of weeks back, and, frighteningly enough, we're in a exact same position despite all the time that's passed. No Bafana Bafana coach just yet. Your reaction to that, Gordon? Surprise?
Yeah, well, I am surprised a little bit because, I mean, there's been a lot of time now, you know, so I really can't comment too much on it because I don't know what's really happening, you know. Obviously, we've heard that Stuart Baxter is a strong favourite to get the job. We've also heard that they haven't really sorted out the business with Sheikh Mashaba. There is a court case going on, and that's normal. So maybe they're waiting for that to be over with. I really can't comment too much, Mark. I don't know, you know. I don't know what's really going on, but I just think it's important that the national team get a coach on board as soon as possible. And wherever he is, we get behind him and support him. And obviously, we want to qualify for the World Cup and so on and so forth. And to do that, we need a coach, and he needs the support of everybody and the coaches in the league to support him. And let's hope we can move forward.
Absolutely. I hope that a solution does come around as quickly as possible for the fans' sake, for the players' sake, and, you know, for those qualification matches as well. Let's really hope that is the case. Listen, Gordon, thank you for your time. I know it's been Easter weekend, so we appreciate you making some time for us. Best of luck for the upcoming fixtures, and I'm hoping plenty of points come your way over the upcoming weeks, and we can see you guys get up and stay up, eh?
Mark, thanks very much for your support. Thank you.
We love that. Gordon Eggerson, thank you very much. Coach of Highlands Park joining us on the line tonight as it gets to crunch time in the league. As mentioned, what, 27, 28 points is the goal. That's the target. At the moment, they're on 21, six games to play. And as we said, it sounds nice and easy to say, so wait, you need 6 points from six matches? That should be an easy get. But then as Coach Gordon pointed out now, remember, they've only managed to win 4 out of 24. So maybe they can win 1 out of the 6, take 3 there, lose 2 or 3, have a draw or 2. It's going to be very tight either which way. But OKFC, Highlands Park, Free State Stars, Bloem Celtic, Chipper United, Platinum Stars, Ajax Cape Town, Orlando Pirates, Polokwane City, Maritzburg United. They are 8 points separating the team in 7th and separating Barok AFC the bottom of the log. So from 7th to the bottom of the log, there are just 8 points separating these teams. And that is how tight things have gotten. And that is why each and every single point that those teams can go on and bag are going to be absolute gold. Will it be Baraka that goes down? Will it be Free State Stars, Highlands Park, Bloem Celtic? It's going to be a very, very exciting close to the PSL campaign.